Well, Phil, good win in midweek, back-to-back wins, back-to-back clean sheets.
Yeah, very pleased. The manner of the performance was excellent. It was a comfortable victory, and that's not being disrespectful to Southend, but I felt that everybody did the job on the pitch really well, and we were solid, but we carried a goal threat. We looked like we could score against a good side. You've got to give Southend credit for the season they've had as well. They've been up there all year, and like they often do, they try and make it really difficult for teams in the setup. Pleasing win.
The strikers seem to be getting the plaudits, but the defence has been pretty solid, and a good save from your keeper as well before you scored against Southend.
Key moments in games, and strikers taking that chance they get, Tony McMahon scoring from a free kick, but Ben producing those saves, which he's done time and time again this season. Big moments in games, and early in the game he's pulled off a great save. Peterborough away at 1-0, another tremendous save, Derby blocking it on the line, and it's inspirational moments you need on a football pitch, game-changing moments, and got to give Ben credit because he's produced some really important ones.
Two good wins against two teams in and around the top six. Now a block of games against three teams in the lower half of the table. Do you look at games in blocks, and do you have a target of points you like to achieve in a group of games like these three?
We've done that in the past, but generally we just concentrate on the next game. And you look at Rochdale, they beat Burton, they beat Walsall, and you can see how they've achieved those results, because they're a full-out, closing down, high-energy team. And if you don't match that, you don't get the points against them. If you match that, like we did at their place, and you stand up strong to that style of play, then we'll have a great chance of getting the points. But first and foremost, we've got to be ready for a real battle, because the Yorkshire-Lancashire derbies always are like that. And we've got to be ready to withstand that early in the game and outwork them all over the pitch. Physically, we're capable of doing it. It's an understanding of what's required. This will be a different type of game to the last two games. And we've shown the lads that and spoke to them about that this morning. Every game's different. Different teams offer different challenges. And Rochdale, irrespective of what personnel they'll go with, will offer a different challenge.
They've just brought in big Grant Holt back again, making his debut most probably again on Saturday. What do you make to that signing? I suppose you know all about him. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah, Grant's experienced striker. Steve Parkin managed him at Rochdale, so he knows him better than anybody. One thing it would give the Rochdale supporters a huge lift, wouldn't it? And we've got to be ready for that. He's a good player. We've got decent defenders, and hopefully we're going to handle him.
How's the team looking in terms of injuries and illness? I believe your two centre midfields have been struggling a bit.
Yeah, Josh Cullen has had a virus. He's been the worst of the two. Came back in this morning, but we sent him home to have a day just relaxing and eating well, because he wasn't well enough to train this morning. He wanted to, but we looked at him and we're concerned about his energy levels. So another day for him relaxing and eating, and hopefully drinking the right food inside him, will hopefully help him be involved, whether that's to be on the bench or the start. If you ask me now, I think the likelihood is he will probably miss out. And Evo is fine. He came in and trained today.
And how about centre half? Roy McArdle's out of the team for personal reasons, I believe. Nathan Clark came in, did very well on the clean sheet. Must be a bit of a dilemma for you.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. I mean, Rory's wife Liz, they had a baby boy this week, so missed the first part of the week, which obviously including the game. He's been back in yesterday, trained well again today. So it's a decision we've got to make, and either one of those two players to miss out will be harsh, because Nathan's done exceptionally well. Rory played great at Peterborough and missed the game because of the birth of his baby. So it'll be a tough call on either of them, but my job is to try and make the right.